One afternoon last month, we took a break from the global financial crisis to bring you stories of global comfort food. That piece inspired dozens of listeners to post memories of their own comfort foods on our website. As we enter the holiday home stretch now, we wanted to share one of those stories with you tonight. It involves a gift, one of the American care packages sent to Hungary in the wake of World War II. The package landed in the home of a young Jewish girl, Miriam Katen.
And in one of those packages, when I was about 4 years old, there was this really small can of carnation condensed milk.
Condensed milk, the kind in the white can with the red carnation on it. Neither Miriam Katen nor her mother really knew what it was. The mother gave her child a spoonful.
It was thick, very viscous, and sort of dribbled from the spoon, you know. And then I stuck my tongue out and I had this in my mouth, and it was just heaven. It was marvelous. It was sweet and something I never tasted before. So I just wanted more. And my mother put it on the top of a high wardrobe. And she says, no, you know, you're going to get one spoon every day. And so this is, I used to lay on my bed and stare at this can and think about that milk.
Today, Miriam Katen is a graphic artist in New York. She drew a story based on this childhood memory called The Seven Sweet Spoonfuls of Understanding. In it, a young girl asks her mother seven questions about the war, each question accompanied by a sweet, rich spoonful of condensed milk. Today, condensed milk is still Miriam Katen's comfort food and reward.
When I do something and I said to myself, okay, when I finish this, I'm going to get a can of condensed milk. And then I go to the store and I take with me a can opener because I can't get home. It's too far away, 3 minutes, you know, from the supermarket. And I also don't want anybody seeing me with it, not my husband, not anybody. So I take a can opener and I leave the store and I open up this can with a can opener and I walk around the block or somewhere where nobody can see me and I just start drinking it right out of the can. Isn't that pathetic? It is truly pathetic.
Listener Miriam Katen, she told us about her comfort food, condensed milk, from her home in New York.